Stephen W. Kastner died last Monday in an explosion in Iraq. Representative Sensenbrenner has helped Kastner's father raise questions about the training Kastner's unit received. After a Defense Department briefing on Friday, the GOP lawmaker from suburban Milwaukee said he would proceed, but not hastily, with trying to clarify why some information didn't match up with a previous letter from the Army. Sensenbrenner said last night that he wants a fair investigation.
I want to make sure that this investigation, when they are talking to the enlisted personnel, is done not by officers who might be able to intimidate the soldiers, but by their own peers. This will take a while. Inspector General's investigations that I have had sometimes have taken as long as 2 years, but I think that by my conversation with Secretary Rumsfeld last Tuesday, he has gotten the message, and I am convinced that he wants to make sure that nobody is sent to Iraq without adequate training for the job that they will be assigned to.
Sensenbrenner says he doesn't want to force the Defense Department bureaucracy to give a premature answer. Sensenbrenner's Democratic challenger in this fall's election, Brian Kennedy, says the incumbent should keep the pressure on the Pentagon.
I don't know why he's backing off. I don't think he should back off. I actually think he's doing the right thing. I just wish he would do this every time we lose somebody.
Kennedy says he wonders whether Sensenbrenner is only taking up the Kastner case because an election is coming up. Sensenbrenner says he's pushing the training issue because he's known Kastner's father for years and that the elder Kastner raised the issue before his son was killed. Sensenbrenner says he remains a supporter of the Iraq War and opposes setting a date by which to bring home the troops. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Richfield.